Sure enough, I get sick, go to the hospital. They tell me, yeah, you got COVID. I was like, all right, great. And after 2 or 3 days, they told me, well, actually, we're going to have to put you in a coma. And I was like, yeah, just wake me up. I'm looking forward to the chicken sausage. I was so confident that I already ordered my meal for when I woke up. And, you know, it was ridiculous, but sometimes ignorance helps. And in this case, I was in a coma for 32 days.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by David Paris. David is a 7-time acrobatic dance champion and an America's Got Talent finalist. Wow! He is also the author of A COVID Story, which documents his 30 days in medical coma and 88 days in the hospital. Now, our friend David has also taught and performed in 26 countries and created 13 instructional videos. But he also contracted COVID-19 and got so sick, he was put in a medically induced coma. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. David Paris, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am totally ready.
Okay, I'm excited for this one. This is interesting. You're the first guest I've had on who's been in a coma, at least as far as I know, at least as far as they've told me. So you found yourself in a coma. Tell me a little bit about what got you there and then what lesson this taught you.
Absolutely. I contracted COVID-19 back in March 2020 with one of the earliest people in the pandemic. And at the time, I actually thought to myself, bring it on. I'm not afraid of COVID. And I wasn't somebody who wasn't wearing a mask or I was socially distancing. But at the time, two thoughts occurred to me. One is I'll get the immunity. And two, I really wasn't too worried about dying. I lived a good life at the time. I was a performer on America's Got Talent, a finalist, a 7-time acrobatic champion. But at that point, I was divorced of 9 years. I didn't have kids. And I was thinking, you know, I had a good life and it was time to end. Sure enough, I get sick, go to the hospital. They tell me, yeah, you got COVID. I was like, all right, great. And after 2 or 3 days, they told me, well, actually, we're going to have to put you in a coma. And I was like, yeah, just wake me up. I'm looking forward to the chicken sausage. I was so confident that I already ordered my meal for when I woke up. And, you know, it was ridiculous, but sometimes ignorance helps. And In this case, I was in a coma for 32 days. And not only was I in a ventilator, the ventilator didn't work enough. They put me in an ECMO machine. The ECMO machine means that they take the place of your heart and your lungs. So I was the sickest person on the COVID floor that lived. Everybody else anywhere near my condition passed away. They said I had lungs of cement. For me, I always thought I wanted abs of steel. It wasn't so close. but sure enough, people say, hey, do you remember what was happening in your dreams? I do. Not only do I remember what happened in my dreams, that was the moment where I had my broken bulb. I thought I was ready to die. And there was a moment in that coma where suddenly I appeared in a theater with the Buddha. And the Buddha was not speaking to me. He let me know he was transferring me to the afterlife, if there was an afterlife, to that this was now dead. And I said, what? Are you kidding me? And I said, no. And he didn't have words for me. He just drew a white stripe on the side of his face, which indicated to me, no, this, you're going to pass away. And I had to fight him and argue for hours saying, no, I do want to live. And that was my big change. I went from somebody who just was thinking, you know, I had a good life. I'm getting to be 50 years old. It was time for done. And actually, when you're faced with dying, that actually turned out not to be true. And that changed my life because I fought for the Buddha. I said, let me live. He said, you're going to have to fight for harder than you ever had before. And I did. I fought for 30 something days to live. When I woke up, I knew my life would be changed. And that forever will impact how I live life.
I mean, first, being in a coma, especially early in the COVID-19 pandemic, like ultra scary experience all around. But you thought, yeah, I can die. And then when faced with that moment, you're like, wait.
Wait a second.
Yeah, like maybe this isn't what I want. And so now, what kind of things do you do day to day to really inject your life with value and to really care for it and appreciate it?
Yeah, what's interesting, I don't think it's talked about a little bit right now that people have fatigue and some body stuff. The worst part for me, I lost a finger, and you can see a little part of the finger. And as painful as that was, that's not 1/100th of the pain I've experienced for PTSD and mentally. Every day when I wake up, I relive what it was like to experience that. And it wasn't when I wake up, I don't want to wake up, man. It's the worst. And I have to remind myself, no, you're not who you used to be. You're somebody new. And because of that, I remember that dream, the dream that says, yeah, you want to live. And then I go to the specifics. What do I want to do? I'm a writer. I love writing kids' novels. Also wrote the story about the COVID experience. I'm also a teacher and I'm an acrobatic dancer. I love throwing people up in the air. I remember when I woke up in the middle of the night when I was in the hospital and I demanded the nurse come see me. And it was like 3 in the morning. I said, I discovered my purpose in life. And she was like freaking out, like, what's going on? She goes, I'm an acrobatic dancer. I need to throw people. And she goes, go back to sleep. But like having that sense of purpose it is everything for me. Because when I don't have that, I do sink into the numbness of my life, the way my life used to be. Had a good life, but then it was like, it was done. And falling into that coma sort of like almost let myself experience, is this what you want? And in my deepest heart, no, I want to live. And that meant fighting for things I really want to do.
I love that. I love that. And what is it that you really want to do? What is it that really matters and drives you now?
Well, it's funny. Part of it is I make a joke about America's Got Talent. I'm going back, man. I really want to go back and share the experience and do it differently. The first time I did it, I try to win. This time I would do it for a hey, look, this is a competition, but this is all about experiencing our passion for what we love to do in life. So I want to spin my partner one finger over my head. That's a move I was saving for the very last move we didn't get to do. I want to do that again. On the very grandest scale, I have these ambitions, but I also have the ambitions to appreciate the smallest moments now. I'm in love with my dance partner's 1-year-old son who just teaches me that like the biggest joy is looking at a flower and going, flower, okay, and pushing it, put it, slicing his putting his hand in between cushions and ju jumping on a cushion and the joy of the smallest things. This is my new way of trying to enjoy life instead of searching for the biggest things. Although I'm still looking for the big things. That's a big pull to wake up every day.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what else you're doing now. What's working for you? What are you here to plug? Tell us about your book and where we can go to find you and the rest of the work you're up to.
Yeah, you can go to a covidstory.com or davidparisbooks.com to take a look at the book I wrote. You can get the first third of the book for free. Have a lot of other great adolescent novels. Also working on a curriculum for kids called Life Goals in the Classroom. Also Life Goals for the Family, where kids get to find goals that they want to do with the nurturance of their peers or their family. And then once they learn those skills, they can actually apply goals for things that maybe they don't want to do. But first, you got to find things that you want to do. And I learned that. And that's something I'm trying to turnkey to all the students out there. I've been a middle school teacher for 30 years. So this is the age group I love working with. So you can find me at davidparisbooks.com. And maybe, just maybe, next season on America's Got Talent.
Let's hope so. I am so excited to see what else you get up to and what else you accomplish with this life. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for these amazing questions. This is an awesome podcast and love you, brother. And let's do it again sometime.
Let's. And thank you for listening. Look for the things that give your life meaning and then pass it on. Special thank you to David for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his book, A COVID Story, which I've linked down in the show notes. And If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateFine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.